brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to get an update from our guys on the ground towards the end of the third hour today when Bob Chapman's on with us. We're going to look at Fast and Furious, the attack on the Second Amendment, coming up in the next segment with the new head of Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Paul Watson already came on about a UN program, carbon tax program, slaughtering Africans for their land. You can't make this stuff up. Right now, Aaron Dykes and Darren McBreen, InfoWars Nightly News reporters, are on the scene there in Denver. They've been to all sorts of drills. They've got over 100 going on, Army, military, police under local control, going under federal control, incredible information at Operation Mountain Guardian. And Aaron, you were just telling me some incredible information before we finish up with you and go to Darren McBreen for his take on this.
Right. So again, for those who don't know how we got in there, this was a public exercise where the media was invited. We have the press release in front of us, and we've contacted those press
Aaron, don't even worry about that. I was just telling that story as a joke. We all know the Vatican got us in, and along with space aliens. But I mean, getting back to the stuff you were telling me about the next drill coming up.
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you, is that these media contacts have told us they're about to stage an event carried out against a train. They've done a separate event already at the train station. Of course, there's five more hours of this large exercise going on. There's also activity at the Denver International Airport and the Sports Authority Field at Mile High Stadium, as well as several medical centers and a university. So we're about to go check that stuff out.
But notice, it's the sports stadiums. They don't want people in. It's like when I sent Dew and Douglas up to Chicago, the unannounced...
Even Fox News, Alex.
Yeah.
Even Fox News.
Well, they didn't announce a final drill, but then my guy still found out about it, for mass roundups at the sports stadium in Chicago. So they don't want you seeing that, Aaron. Do whatever you have to get up on a tall building, whatever. Get footage of what's happening. Did you bring the super telephoto Panasonic camera I got?
We have the HDV, which has a very large zoom. It goes quite a ways. And we have other cameras with lesser zooms.
Well, do whatever you have to. Great job. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Aaron.
Well, I simply spoke with one of the media contact personnel, asked if there was anything in the drills related to mass evacuation, you know, temporary detention for mass amounts of people, et cetera. And she kind of laughed and said, there's many locations, but I can't tell you about that. You have to call the head contact, because she was compartmentalized.
Now, it's all
so
about the feds.
We're going to follow up on those leads, and we'll have more reports to come out.
All right, good. Let me get a brief comment from Darren McBreen, InfoWars.com reporter. Darren, in about a minute and a half, what's your overall view of what you've witnessed?
Well, hey, I'm just catching up with Aaron. We got separated for a little bit, but a very realistic drill inside of the Smedley Elementary School compound, you know, in Denver, Colorado. As you know, this is all part of Operation Mountain Guardian, brought to you by Homeland Security and FEMA. And I don't know if Aaron told you that there's over 100 different agencies participating in what can only be called it's a massive exercise, Alex. Now, we were inside Smedley Elementary School, and I'm telling you, it gets about as real as you could possibly imagine. There was a SWAT task force team. They had simulated gunfire. There were sirens, multiple casualties, you know, teenagers role-playing, pretending like they were dead or injured. And, you know, they were riddled throughout the compound. And a very surreal experience. We even got close to the actual terrorist, or the simulated terrorist, if you will. Aaron, he kind of looked like a military guy, an ex-military guy. You know, he's a white man dressed in camouflage.
Yeah, so they're trying to take on the Tea Party as usual. Darren, great job. I want to get a full report from you towards the end of the next hour. I know you guys have got to go to a simulated attack on a train. You're trying to get into the FEMA camp, the citizen roundup drill. Great job, Darren.
All right, thank you, Alex.
All right, we're going to get more from both those guys when Bob Chapman's on with us. Sherry Tenpenny with a boil down of some of the bombshell info she covered last night on InfoWars Nightly News. But coming up, I want to look at the Second Amendment and the attack on that, straight ahead with the new head of Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership, now that great patriot Aaron Zelman, of course, has died in the last 6 months or so. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
fresh.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Firearms Ownership, which is a great Second Amendment organization, really hits the gun grabbers where it hurts, pointing out that authoritarians always try to take guns, counters the controlled socialistic left, always saying it's a civil right to have your guns taken, and shows that the first gun laws were against blacks and others, and then, of course, Hitler was for gun control. And it's a very good counterbalance to the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and others that are always out there viciously going after the Second Amendment. Then coming up, I'm going to get into the economy. Big developments, obviously, there with the plunging stock market, QE3 and more. We've got our reporters on the ground in Denver for this Mountain Guardian martial law takeover drill. We've got incredible news dealing with, well, we told you about this a month ago, UN Security Council, climate change, peacekeeping. Green helmets. Well, the green helmets have hit. Armed troops burned down homes, killed children to evict Ugandans in name of global warming. They took their property, saying that they've got to balance the carbon footprint of the country, and then sold the carbon footprint to liberal trendies who buy it to put stickers on their cars to feel like they're doing a good job. You can't make this type of eugenics up, this type of extermination packaged in sickening liberal trendiness. So that's all coming up. But, again, time flies. I can't believe it was 2010 Aaron Zeldin died. I remember talking about it. And then I was reading here, and I'm like, well, it didn't happen 6 months ago. It didn't happen 8 months ago. It didn't happen 9 months ago. Aaron Zeltman, really hardcore defender of the Second Amendment, been interviewing him for 16 years, and I hadn't even heard he was sick, and then heard he passed, which is sad, but he led certainly a good life defending freedom. And so we are joined right now by one of the new directors of the organization, and I do want to hear more about exactly who's honchoing things over there, and so that's why he's with us, Rabbi David Ben-Dori, and he's been the rabbinic director for years, but now is, I guess, expanding his role there, and it's good to have you here with us today.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks so much for having me, Alex.
So, out of the gates, tell us about JPFO.org. Well, let's talk about Aaron a little bit. What a guy who certainly made some big accomplishments for liberty in his life.
Yes, Aaron Zeltman was a force to be reckoned with. He founded JPFO about 20 years ago. He was just disgusted by the fact that the dominant Jewish voices with regard to the issues of Second Amendment rights and firearms ownership were all anti. And he couldn't understand it. It disgusted him. So he went out and he did something about it. He established Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership and led the organization for a little over 20 years until, as you just described, his untimely death in December of 2010.
Well, his work will live on for a long time. Now, what is JPFO doing today? Because you've got Gun Owners of America, that's a good organization. Then you've got the NRA that sells out a lot. But when it comes to really putting out pamphlets, videos, ideas, and really identifying crimes of the ATF, JPFO has been the leader.
We very much try to take the lead in the places that some of those other gun organizations can't go. There are things we can and do say that they will not. And above all, we will not compromise and we will not sell out. So where the NRA might get involved in lobbying and politics, which leads them to all sorts of compromise, we are an educational organization. We seek to provide educational materials, what we call intellectual ammunition, to use against the gun grabbers. And that includes pamphlets, that includes various email alerts, that includes videos that we've done, lectures that I've done, all sorts of materials that are filled with a different approach to gun control. We approach the issue from a completely different angle and as informed by Jewish history and by Jewish law.
Well, I mean, from my research, about 100% of the time, when governments take guns or arms from people, they become slaves very, very quickly, and I know that's your historical perspective, and it's really gotten the word out there so people realize how hardcore this is. But specifically from a Jewish perspective, I think this is important because I know that I've gone to anti-gun meetings many years ago in Austin, and a lot of times they would be at local liberal synagogues, and I would go there and try to, you know, during question and answers say, this is wrong, this is a bad idea, and they would get very, very upset and, you know, try to imply I was some type of Nazi infiltrator or something to the meeting. So I think that's what's so good that JPFO is countering, you know, some of the folks out there who claim to speak specifically for Jews, saying that it's, I guess, you know, a Jewish law or something to hand in your weapons, which I don't see in the Bible or the Torah.
No, most certainly not. In fact, the very first project that I did for JPFO was called the Ten Commandments of Self-Defense. The Ten Commandments of Self-Defense is an hour-long lecture that goes through a selection of sources from Jewish law. I chose 18 sources. There are many, many more that I could have gone to, but I chose 18 sources ranging from the Torah, the Old Testament, to rabbinic sources, to more modern sources that look at the questions surrounding self-defense, questions surrounding firearms ownership, and ask, what does Jewish law have to say about this issue? Is Jewish law in favor or opposed to disarmament? Is Jewish law in favor or opposed to self-defense? What it comes down to at the end of the day is a very simple statement, which is God has given you life, and to refuse, to fail to defend the life of the innocent is to hold that gift from God in contempt. And so as people who love life, as people who cherish the gifts that God has given us, we have an obligation to defend life. In modern times, one of the best tools that we have at our hands, at our disposal to defend life, is the modern handgun. It levels the playing field in terms of self-defense. And so Jewish law is very clear that you have an obligation to defend the innocent, to defend your own life, to defend the lives of the innocent around you, and to use whatever tools are necessary to do so.
You know, for those out there who don't know the Old Testament or the Torah, and go through some of the, I mean, I know I'm springing this on you. If you've got them in front of you, Rabbi, go through what the Torah, what the Bible actually says versus what we also see in Christian churches. A lot of them now, I've seen Catholic churches, pamphlets, Baptist churches saying it's of God, turn your guns in. I mean, this is something that the big World Council of Churches and others aren't just trying to push through synagogues. They're pushing it across the board.
Well, I can't comment on the churches, but I can comment on the Jewish sources. I'm holding my hand, actually. I thought you might ask me such a question. So I'm holding the study guide that we distribute along with that CD, The Ten Commandments of Self-Defense. This has the 18 sources that I chose as part of that audio lecture. So I will just choose the first one. The first one deals with the case of a potential murderer, someone who is out to kill another person. We call it in Hebrew a rodef, a pursuer. So in the case of a pursuer, you have an obligation in Jewish law to use any means necessary to protect the innocent life of the person being pursued. And in fact, in Jewish law, we equate the pursuer with intent to murder to the pursuer with intent to rape. Or in other words, once someone is going to cause what I'll characterize as grave bodily harm, that person is in the category of a pursuer, that Jewish law obligates us to prevent such an attack, to prevent such an occurrence from happening. What's that based on? It all goes back to a case in the book of Exodus. The case is of a criminal who is tunneling into someone's house in the middle of the night. And what the book of Exodus tells us is that if a criminal is caught tunneling under the wall to get into someone's home in the middle of the night, the homeowner or anyone else can strike that person down and kill them. It's assumed that they are out to harm the people inside, that they are not only after property, that they are going to cause mortal harm to the people inside. And so one can actively defend against such a perpetrator.
By the way, Rabbi, we're going to have you back up. We've only got about 15 minutes left in the future to do a whole hour on this. But I'm seeing parallels with English and European common law. I mean, this is just common sense. Somebody's trying to break in your house at night. It's common sense. You got a right to kill them.
Mm-hmm. Well, in fact, Alex, the basis of a lot of English law, European common law, comes from Roman law, which is very, very closely connected with Jewish law of the Talmudic period, approximately 1,500 to 2,000 years ago. A lot of very similar jurisprudence, a lot of similar concepts. So, for example, what you're describing is called the Castle Doctrine. The Castle Doctrine isn't called that, but it appears in rabbinic literature, and it's discussed in exactly the terms that you're describing. If someone is breaking into your home, what are the assumptions you can make? Can you assume that this person is going to take property and leave? Or do you have to assume that, or do you have a right to assume, in fact, are you obligated to assume that this person is out to cause you bodily harm, that this person is out to harm your family?
And they can run down the road and do it to somebody else, so you've got a responsibility to put them down.
Trying to get into your home, you have a responsibility to do something about that. Absolutely. Jewish law, in fact, looks at this as a question of responsibility, much more than a question of rights. Most of Jewish law looks at our responsibilities. And we have a responsibility to create and construct a civil society. This person is behaving in a way that is outside of the boundaries of civil society. In doing so, they have given up their quote-unquote rights. And once they've given up those rights, you have responsibilities to maintain that civil society.
We're going to break in a moment, but let's get to number two.
What was number two? You want a second source?
No, I mean, there's so many, I just find it interesting.
Well, I'll throw a second one at you. The Rambam Maimonides, who lived about 800 years ago, he actually extends this further. There are questions about at what point this, I'll call it the Castle Doctrine, applies in rabbinic law. According to Maimonides, the Castle Doctrine applies not just to someone breaking into your home, but if someone is doing what we would call criminal trespass. Once that person is on your property uninvited and refuses to leave, meaning they've taken some active step to demonstrate that they are up to no good, once they have refused to leave, that constitutes criminal trespass that is sufficient, according to Maimonides, to justify the use of force to get them to leave your property.
And that's why today you've got to have the sign saying, don't come on my land. That's the upfront warning.
That would be the upfront warning in today's society. That's right. Unless, of course, you live in Texas, in which case, presumably, no warning is necessary.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Interesting stuff. We could spend hours. That's good to know JPFO is still out there fighting, getting great material out. It's invaluable. JPFO.org. We're going to come back with Mr. Bendori on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, GCNLive.com.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Well, I think it's a little weird to talk about revolution over the themes and means of corporate-produced and approved music. I'm Tony Yetzer from the Las Vegas. We produced and approved our own recordings on Life Before the Collapse, and then we put it on vinyl because it sounds good. Take care.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want me to Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet, with always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret. It's so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
All right, Rabbi David Bendori is our guest. We're almost out of time, but I will have him back up for a full hour in the near future because this is so, so interesting. He joins us via video Skype for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For radio listeners, we'll be archiving the whole thing at PrisonPlanet.tv if you want to see it there. But getting into the history of gun control across the board, and, well, the nightmares that basically appear as soon as populations are disarmed. You've made a big study of this, and so has JPFO. Tell us about it.
Well, we have spent a lot of time on this topic at JPFO. In fact, we have two well, more than two. The two that were on my mind that are targeting specific populations, we have a video called No Guns for Jews. We have another video called No Guns for Negroes. And No Guns for Negroes looks at gun control as a tool of oppression against blacks. No Guns for Jews obviously does the same, looking at Jews. We have another video called Innocence Betrayed, which looks at the history of gun control as a predecessor to genocide throughout the 20th century, as used by the Soviet Union, by Lenin, as used in China, as used against the Armenians in Turkey, and, of course, as used against the Jews during the Holocaust. But, in fact, the history of gun control goes back far longer than that. I'm always fascinated. I ask people, what was the first recorded historical gun control events, the first historic gun control document. And people typically think this goes back, you know, a few hundred years. In fact, it's much older than that. The first known historic source that has anything to do with gun control goes back to biblical times. In fact, the first book of Samuel in the Old Testament, chapter 13, verse 19, talks about the first use of gun control. Now, of course, we're not talking about guns. We're talking about swords, the guns of that time, as it were, the weaponry of that time, swords, bows and arrows, spears. The Bible tells us that there were no smiths, no blacksmiths found among the Jewish people. And the Philistines, who were, of course, their enemies at the time, said, well, we don't want the Jews to be able to make any swords or spears. And so what they did is they essentially declared a moratorium on sharpening tools for Jews. They made the price of sharpening a tool, even a plow, exorbitant. And so just a few verses later, we're told that on the day of battle against the Philistines, there were no swords or spears among all of the Jewish people in the entire Jewish army, save two. One in the hand of Saul, that's King Saul, and one in the hand of Jonathan, his son.
That's right. Back then, they mainly used slings.
They used slings. That's right. David, of course, king who was to become king, used a sling. But in terms of manufactured weaponry, it was swords and swords, shields, bows and arrows. That's what was available. And the Philistines disarmed the Jews. In order to defeat us in battle, they, of course, failed because we had a weapon that they can't disarm us from, and that is, of course, God provided for the Jewish people then and helped us be triumphant in that battle. But that's the first recorded gun control. That's about 3,000 years ago. If I fast forward, you go to about about 2,200 years ago to the Book of Esther. The time of the Jewish dispersion in Persia. So I'll remind your listeners or those who aren't familiar with the biblical sources, the Book of Esther deals with a king named Ahasuerus, who is paid by a man named Haman, who wants to wipe out the entire Jewish people. And he gets a decree from the king saying that the people of Persia are allowed to attack Jews with impunity on a particular date. And so Esther, who is the Jewish queen at the time, she implores the king to save her people. And we're told, I'll give you the exact quote, the king declares, quote, the king had granted that the Jews were in every city to gather themselves together, to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, to cause to perish all the forces of the people and province that would assault them. Or in other words, the king gave the Jews the right to defend themselves. So clearly, if the king had to give them the right to defend themselves, prior to that, we had a decree, Jews aren't allowed to defend themselves, which is how their enemies were to be triumphant. So this has been a tool, this gun control, this idea of weapon control, has been a tool used to oppress the Jewish people for thousands of years. No Guns for Jews actually goes through that history, coming all the way up into modern times. Gun control, weapons control, arms embargoes, as used against the state of Israel to prevent the Jews there from defending themselves.
Well, Rabbi Ben-Dor, we're going to have to leave it there, but it was great having you on. I look forward to having you back up to look at more history because it's just amazing, and we see it in every other culture throughout history. It's very fundamental. If anybody tries to disarm you, you're a slave. You're a prisoner. And blacks couldn't have guns, obviously, when they were slaves here, and then even after they were freed. First gun control laws there. You covered that in your excellent film. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Pleasure being here. Thank you very much for having me on. I look forward to being back.
I look forward to having you back for a full hour. Now, when we come back, we're going to look at the latest developments in the economy. We're going to get into the incredible stuff happening in Libya with the handover by NATO to Al-Qaeda there. We're going to also look at the debates last night. It's all coming up. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I want to blitz through a ton of news that we haven't gotten to yet. And then we've got Bob Chapman joining us. We'll get another report from on the ground in Denver with this big federalization police state acclimation drill happening. If you're watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv and not listening on the radio, you can see what I have here to my left. If you're on the radio listening, I would ask you to go to InfoWars.com because it is things like this Made in America stainless steel high-quality water filter that's handheld, a drinking bottle that'll do 100 gallons of swamp water, even more of just regular tap water, and reduces or completely removes everything under the sun. Sometimes it just reduces down to almost non-detectable levels. Great stainless steel, InfoWars.com, Made in America water filtration system. And then we've also got the InfoWars.com camouflage Don't Tread on Me hat, the Hunter Orange, which is my favorite now that we've gotten them in, InfoWars hats, the Tyranny Response Team hats, and a lot more. And when you purchase the water bottles, you help yourself out. And, of course, you also help this broadcast and what we do here. We are funded by our sponsors, by our PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers, and that's how we basically run this operation. And, of course, video and T-shirt and book sales, things like that. So please think about the online video bookstore. It's got the T-shirts. It's got the Ron Paul shirts. It's got the Don't Tread on Me, Liberty or Death shirts. It's all there. And if you want to meet like-minded people, obviously, getting T-shirts is a great way to do it, or ball caps. You want to see how many fellow InfoWarriors there are out there? You want to meet like-minded liberty lovers? Wear an InfoWars.com baseball cap. Or get an InfoWars.com Ron Paul 2012 variant shirt. The double whammy. Even more evil than just Ron Paul or Alex Jones alone. The two combined. So anti-globalist. Absolutely will send any minions of the system into conniption fits when they see it. And look, I'll put the call out again to listeners, because I know a tiny fraction of our millions of radio listeners are PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. I know that. I know that a handful of you are PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. And that handful has helped us launch the nightly news, to make the films, to do the news websites, to have the reporters, the posters, the webmasters, the producers, the board ops, the directors, all of it. But we're adding a lot. We're adding the rant section, where I'm doing more and more of these spontaneous rants on the weekend and uploading them there for my iPhone or for my home computer. The special reports section that has an expanded interview with Dr. Wakefield and more from just a few days ago. The nightly news, five nights a week. And then, of course, Alex Jones Live. That's this three-hour radio/TV show every day. And we've got ebooks there as well. We've got all of my films and a lot more, all at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also get there by going to InfoWarsNews.com. And think about the revolution you're involved in when you're a member. You are funding this entire operation. And the fact that we're able to send reporters places, the fact that we're able to cover big issues that more and more become national news stories all the time now. News stories that we break or analysis that we put out ends up being the number one story on the web some days. I mean, years ago, I'd have one of those a year. Now, every couple weeks, we're in the top three or four stories on the web, according to Alexa, Yahoo, Google, and other systems. We are reaching millions and millions of people. Think about it. I've made films like Endgame, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic. Endgame, conservatively, tens of millions of viewers. Obama Deception, over 35 million last time I counted it up on the different YouTube channels and Google and other video platforms for free out there. 35 million people on a film that cost $100,000 to make. 35 million people. I'm not successful in the Capitol Department, but Glenn Beck doesn't have anything that's been seen 35 million times. Everything he's done together, all his books, his documentaries, don't come near that. Only thing that's bigger than that was the TV show. And again, I'm not in competition with Glenn Beck. I wish he was a true anti-globalist 100%. He's certainly better than George Soros. I mean, he's gotten better over the years. My point is, we're the real McCoy. You know, we started offering Tuesday's show Wednesday free in the InfoWars Insider newsletter. So he started offering his Tuesday show free on Wednesdays. He started doing his fourth hour of radio for subscribers only. That's something we started 5 years ago. I mean, it's great to be imitated, but then to also be attacked behind the scenes, I don't like that. Side issue. The point is, Al Gore reportedly, according to London Telegraph, got 17,500 viewers to his 24 hours of baloney. Ladies and gentlemen, just with our subscribers and the fact that I allow the passcode to be shared, we've done the math. Guess how many people tune into the show every night at PrisonPlanet.tv? We're talking about close to 100,000 people, because it streams once and then it streams all night. You add all those together. 600-something thousand downloading the free podcast every day. Over 300,000 listening to the free audio streams every single day, all added up together. Number one on Shoutcast. Number one. We were number one, ladies and gentlemen, what, just last month when the numbers came out. Not number one in talk radio, number one, period, on Shoutcast. Just one way we stream free audio. Think about that. We have been wildly successful in fighting the globalists. And that's why I didn't just sit there and say, well, I'll just keep doing things like making a film here and writing a book there or doing a special report here or there. No, making ourselves go to the next level. And really, it's been exhilarating busting our hind ends. to put out these special reports in the nightly news shows. And I found it invigorating to actually work even more and do new things. And we've got a lot more new coming down the road. I'm going to be trying a lot of new things out in the fight. And there's nowhere where your support is having a bigger effect. You cannot deny it. Now, maybe you were a PrisonPlanet.tv member 8 years ago or 6 years ago. It's been around 8.5 years now. We've added so much more. Higher quality bandwidth, more options, the films at higher quality, everything there. But I know that's why most of you aren't even members for that reason. You're there to support us. Now it's a more powerful tool. Now you can download it easier and share it. Now you can share your passcode with even more people. I'm thinking about turning it up to 10 people being able to use the same passcode at the same time simultaneously. The problem is there's some server issues, not with streaming it to that many people, but there's some issues with the actual platform servers themselves. The site itself, not even the media, but we're working on that. And then they show me graphs that'll eat up any profit we've got that we need to then invest into more reporters, more equipment, more. I'm trying here. And quite frankly, I've been searching for a long time for somebody better than me. Because if I found somebody better than I was, and because I'm certainly not perfect, I would hire them and immediately thrust them into a leadership position. I've tried to work with other people a lot. A lot of times you get them around you and they go crazy and try to, lie about you, thinking like they'll kill the king or something politically. Or they will just flip out with the amount of power they get. It's just, I guess it takes a hermit like myself who just wants to go home and oil paint or go home and water plants in the yard to be able to deal with all this stress and all the craziness and quite frankly, the notoriety that comes with it. But we're finding good folks who aren't mentally ill and who are great. People like Mike Adams, people like Aaron Dykes, who has to be made to go on TV and made to go on the radio. And we're because I want to get to a point where you don't hear Alex Jones on the air maybe once a week. Not because I don't even want to be doing the work, but because we need more people. We need more people that get a full spectrum breakdown analysis of what's happening. We need more people. We need more leaders. We need them. And I've always felt God on my move me in my heart that I'm looking for the real leader, that's what I'm here for, that I am going to trigger things with you that are going to lead to the destruction of the globalist. And Ron Paul has said that as well. He knows that even if they cheat him and he doesn't win, he's won by becoming a top-tier candidate and injecting real issues so that as everything he talked about completely comes true, it will be remembered. And he knows, he's talking about it's a war of ideas. He's trying to change the course of history. He's trying to get a new group of people, young people, to not see the socialist mode or the controlled right-wing fascist mode, but to see the liberty way, not the false left-right paradigm. And the Bilderberg Group, reportedly going back 4 years ago and again 2 years ago, is very upset the number one growing group, and now in many cases number one period, is not communists, not fake environmentalists, not socialists, not neocons, fake Republicans, but what you'd call Ron Paul, Alex Jones type libertarians who really get it, who really get what's happening, how the ultra-rich use the dependent welfare class as a weapon against the middle class, the rediscovery of history. And so that's what feels good at the end of the day. I know I have committed so much time and energy and so much research and so much passion that we have already really wounded the globalist bad. They're bleeding all over the floor. I mean, they are bleeding. We have stabbed them quite a bit. It's a powerful dragon, but it's got its guts hanging out right now. It's blood all over the floor. We're bleeding bad too, but it doesn't matter. Just keep stabbing and stabbing. That's what matters. Oh, the dragon just bit into me. That's even better. Now I'm right by your eyes. Ah, yes. It's that commitment, full energy in against the machine, total commitment. I don't care what you say or what you do. I'm not afraid of what you manufacture or what thing you make up. It doesn't matter. In the end, I will defeat you. Humanity will defeat you. Because we don't have a choice. I said I get to news and I'm ranting now. The point is, if you are not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it's growing fast, but I want to see it explode. I want to see it absolutely, totally explode. Because obviously, just that 100,000 or so that watch each day on there, then, of course, we then put it on the YouTube channel a day later, and then that gets millions of views a week together, and then it spills out everywhere, and we can't even count it. That's before we even – it's only in a genesis orbit right now. It's only in a new – it's always a new level, a new advancement, more and more against the globalist. That is the main strategic goal. Our goal is to break your conditioning and help you then break other people's conditioning, not to make them believe or see what you see, but to see that there is a wider world going on, that there is manipulation taking place. That is our goal. And we are succeeding in history. We've learned the secret. Individuals are powerful. Ideas are powerful. Good will trump evil if you step up against it. It doesn't mean you're going to win individually. But in the end, the idea will be victorious if you are committed. Let's say in my game of chicken with the New World Order, they don't turn off. And I plow head on into them. They're a lot bigger than I am. And that won't bring them completely down, but it will create a new gouge in their face, a new cut. And that blood will run into their eye as they swerve more down the road. And as more of us fly into them, they're going to go off the edge of the cliff. So it's our job to just keep going in, going in, going in, going in, going in, going in. Just keep going in against them, never stopping. And just let our strength and our spirit of victory pour out of us. That's what we need to know. I didn't get mad at Kurt Haskell, who witnessed the government try to blow up that airline on Christmas Day when he said, we're all lost. There's nothing we can do. It's pure evil. My God, the whole government's terrorist. That's what somebody comes to that point when they first realize the government at the top is terrorist, is criminal, is as evil as it gets, because they all compete with each other. It's evil at the top competing, so you get the worst in there. It's like it's Indy 500 of evil. Survival of the most evil, survival of the fittest, social Darwinism at the top. The worst cancer takes over the body in this type of system. I wasn't mad at him. I saw that as a process, that feeling of doom. But then you realize you don't have anywhere to go. You're going to have to go ahead and fight. And then that's empowering. I mean, when you realize, as I showed the other night, mainstream news articles, New York Daily News, you name it, that didn't get any attention, but I showed it. In that special report on eugenics that we emailed out to everybody yesterday, even if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, where they took little black kids mainly and mentioned their names, seven-year-olds, people like that, and took them and chained them down and fed them pesticides for a week till they died. And the descriptions of the children begging, please, please, it hurts, and the pharma companies murdering them. You know, that's a hard – some people are like, well, that's impolite. That's scary. Don't talk about it. I don't like that show. Well, they're still killing the kids right now. I mean, is somebody going to help them? We only know about them murdering the children in New York because CPS workers, as wicked as they are, finally were like, we're killing kids now? See, when you realize they got kids chained down, murdering them, stuff doesn't matter anymore. You know what I mean? Your own family stops mattering. They don't have any future. We don't beat these people. You got to go all the way in against these folks. And I'm going to say it again to all you minions of the system, who I know get called into meetings at the Pentagon and at Homeland Security, and they say, this is Alex Jones, because I've talked to the police and seen the documents we've shown them. You've heard the military call in, and they say, this is Alex Jones. He's highly manipulative. He has kernels of truth. Don't believe him. Don't listen to him. How weird is the government that actually makes the military listen? How many times have I seen that happen? That's how scared they are, okay, of this show. That all over government, they say, do not listen, do not watch it, do not listen to this man. Why? Because I'm impolite? It's almost like impolite, I've been told, to talk about the carnage, the death, the destruction, the evil, the massacres, the control. No, it's impolite to go along with it. In fact, let me find my stack. I've got a stack here. I'm going to cover this in depth on the show tonight, on the TV show tonight. This morning, I just thought I'd type pediatric cancer into the search engine and click news. And I did it We're going to show some of these articles tonight, and there were thousands of articles in the news section alone in the last week. And it was all the same thing. Mothers shaving their heads for cancer awareness. Fathers doing it. All sorts of sporting events to raise money to give to Big Pharma, who's doing it. Wouldn't you like to actually find out why cancer has tripled on average since 1980, accelerating that doubling in the last 10 years? Wouldn't you want to know why it's getting so epidemic instead of like parading little, oh, look at little Jenny. She's six dying of cancer, but all she wants to do is help other children. And it shows a little girl on there. I was crying watching it this morning going, I know I'll be dead soon, but I just want to help other children. Well, you know what? I want to help other children too, honey. And nobody's going to tell you in your family or anywhere else because they couldn't face the horror. That it's Big Pharma, and mommy and daddy shot you up and did all that, and you ate GMO and you drank fluoride, and it's meant to kill people when they're 30, 40, or 50, but it genetically triggered with you, and so you're dead now. But before they kill you for a year, they love kids because they can give them chemo for 2-3 years, they're going to bankrupt your parents, sucking every dime out of them. See, how about women not just shave their heads for cancer victims? How about you actually find out it's being put in there on purpose and stop it?
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you're an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
more Mr. Nice Guy with the New World Order. You guys have all written white papers and admitted you're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. We're going to wake up the general public, then we're going to have Nuremberg trials, and then we're going to hang you by your little pencil necks. You got that? You got that? You can kill me all day long. In the end, you're going to get it. You know it. Just get that through your little brain out there. Okay, getting back to this information, I will have a report on this tonight. I'm going to show you the highest cancer rates in the world. I bet you can guess where those are. It corresponds with highest vaccination rates. And I'm going to show you all the mainline science on fluoride turbocharging cancer and turbocharging breast cancer. You see, there's all these well-meaning parents that watch their little girls and little boys die of cancer and sell the house to pay for the treatment. And all get sucked out of the family by the $800 million a year murder cult. And then they actually get the families to go out and raise money more for the American Cancer Society. At the top of it, you guessed it, nothing but eugenicists running it. All these well-meaning people. And see, by controlling the movement to fight cancer, they control and make sure there's never a cure for it. And that they shelve all of those. Or that you're not told that you're actually being given cancer by design. Oh, these are very sick people. And we're going to be exposing it tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. Here's an article. Young Nuggets fan inspired others during valiant cancer fight at a time in her life when most 10-year-olds were making Christmas lists. Michaela Steffs had a bucket list. There were certain things she wanted to do before she died. Yeah, there's some things I want to do before I die, too. That's expose the people doing this. Michaela always thought of others before herself. So the list focused on her immediate family. She wanted to give them something to remember her after she was gone. Thousands of these articles every week. You can go read them. And the system even knows how to make money off of it. That's why the globalists are in control. And you would never imagine they're that wicked. For her dad, she painted a picture of two of them dancing in the rain. Oh, that just tears your heart out when you got daughters. My daughter came in with me, a little picture she drew this morning. I want you to know most of you have lost your kids. This cancer was unheard of in children 50 years ago. For her mom, Michaela found a special necklace during a Mother's Day at the mall. And for her little brother, Wyatt, she brought him presents and dedicated an entire day to being nice to him. As for herself, there was one thing Michaela wanted that she couldn't buy in any store. While she and her friend Josh were riding together on an elevator at school, Michaela leaned and gave him a quick peck on the lips. She made sure she got her first kiss, her mom said. And it goes on how now she is used her memory to raise money to, quote, fight cancer. So that the pesticide lobby can charge you $50,000 for about $5 worth of pesticide. Oh, yeah, the molecule makeup of most of the chemotherapies is basically different variants of RAID pesticide. Here's other ones. Race teams runs for pediatric cancer. 46 mothers shaved their heads for childhood cancer awareness. Well-meaning good people. On and on and on. Getting Big Pharma to treat childhood cancers. ABC News. How about we talk about why the cancer is increasing instead of talking about fighting it once you get it?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.